both men seemingly recuperating from the battle right now. Let's go, says Jax Abbott to this Kingston crowd. Oh, sends himself past the turnbuckle into the ring.
Abbott almost flew himself out of the ring there.
Nursing that shoulder. Rose gears him up for another. Sends him into the mat head first.
Trying for another.
Waving it off and going for a pin. Yeah. Very arrogant pin, some might say.
That's lounging. There we go.
That is another victory.
Well.
For raunchy Ricky Rose. Jax Abbott still cradling his head in
Ricky
the middle
Rose.
Of that ring. Ricky Rose
showboating to the crowd.
Not well received by this Spire crowd here in Kingston, Ontario. If you're just joining us, you're just in time almost for our main event here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
That's right, CFRC.ca.
And if you want to know more about the IWA, it's iwacanada.ca. They are the wonderful group of wrestlers we have with us tonight putting on this event, and we are so happy to see this kind of wild action that we've been partying through tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it over to Cheeky in the ring.
A hard-hitting match from two of the strongest students at IWA. What do you think, everybody?
That's what we've all been waiting for.
It's what we have all been waiting for from the beginning. Even though we've seen some amazing, amazing matches, we have an unbelievable defense on our hands tonight.
Here he is.
Championship match here at the Spire.
Rocking a CFRC t-shirt.
Alexi Orimov is in the building representing CFRC in addition to the old country, and the crowd is electric.
That's right. His nickname in the old country is Old Country Strong.
Born and bred.
He weighs in at an impressive 13 buckets of milk. Ladies and gentlemen, Alexi Orimov, first graduate of the IWA and first Academy champion, is getting the crowd pumped up. Ever the showman. They don't have this in the old country.
They certainly don't. Alexi greeting each side of the crowd as he gets amped up to challenge for the IWA Academy Championship. Giving his respects.
His stature, his composure, his focus.
The former IWA champion, ready to redeem himself after the loss in May to the next man we are about to see hit the Spire.
That's right.
The man of the hour, some might say.
Alexi just threw you his t-shirt.
He certainly did.
It smells of milk.
I wonder if I'll, wonder if I'll return that to him later. And here he is.
I don't know whether Alexi will be awake after this match for you to return that t-shirt. His opponent is looking fierce and feisty.
It is. That is for certain. Oh!
Donning the champion belt.
Now he had almost forgotten the championship belt, but
here he comes.
It is a championship match. We got to stick to the rules here. Greeting the crowd.
Leather jacket and red bandana donned. This man means business.
Orimov hyping himself up in the corner, it would seem.
I'd be a little nervous.
As the championship takes his corner.
This is what we've all been waiting for. All the marbles, the whole kit and caboodle, everything.
And that belt is certainly a sight to behold, Jeff. The most coveted prize in all of the IWA on the shoulder.
It sure looks glorious.
Of the one and only geriatric.
Alexi kissing the belt in hopes that it one day will be his. What a glorious way to hold up one slacks.
Your main event is for the Independent Wrestling Academy title. item. Introducing first, weighing tonight at 12 buckets of milk, hailing from the old country strong.
Is fired up.
And the crowd is fired up for Alexi.
An impressive stature.
Weighing in tonight at 212 pounds from Kingston, Ontario. He is the IWA champion.
Getting the crowd fired up now again. As we've been saying, these men have met before on IWA territory, not once, but twice.
Oof.
We saw there's some history there. The crowd is chanting Alexi.
He wants that belt.
He certainly does. It was his once upon a time before Geriatric canceled captured the championship in May.
A shake of the hand and they're off.
Two men lock up. Already, Atrick dropping Orimov to the mat. Works him back up, and Alexi goes for it. Oh, they're really going back and forth here. Already, Atrick is trying to lock in a submission.
Fiery start to the match.
Working a hold there in the middle. He's got his arm around the neck of Alexi, defending this championship with ferocity, but Alexi seemingly picking him up in a little bit of a bear hug, sends Atrick into the ropes. Atrick jumps over.
Alexi jumps over. Alexi grabbing Geriatric out of midair, picks him up, puts him on his shoulder like a sack of potatoes, and a quick drop kick from Geriatric. This is
another drop kick from Geriatric.
Wow.
Seemingly every time Alexi gets up, Atrick is there.
The crowd is split between the two fighters, and for good reason. They're both pretty equally matched so far.
They certainly are, and they've certainly put on some amazing, amazing matches for this IWA crowd in the past. That respect is earned from an audience, and these two men certainly have put in their dues in that respect. Atrick lands a headbutt to Alexi's knee.
And hurt his own knee in the process. Atrick's got a tough head.
Now it seems to me like Alexi is really targeting that elbow of Atrix, landing some strikes.
You find those weaknesses, you have to exploit them, especially with a fighter as quick and agile as Geriatric. Despite the name, he still has some spring in his step.
Absolutely ready to rock.
But like a hammer and sickle, Alexi is ready to take down that wall.
Alexi loads Atrick up for a massive, massive suplex. Goes for the pan.
You said you brought aspirin tonight?
Oh, I brought Advil, but I'll be needing some aspirin after this. Anything to drop the heart rate, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just feeling pain through them.
Oh, absolutely.
Geriatric is down, and Alexi is just twisting his arm.
Oh, Alexi.
Sits on it.
Another drop onto that damaged elbow of Atrix.
Alexi showboating a bit for the audience. He wants that belt so that he can take it back to his village.
If I'm not mistaken, Geriatric had that bicep surgically repaired.
No.
Is the word on the street.
Really?
Alexi knows his competitor perhaps better than he knows himself after the amount of matches they've had together, and is working on that injury. Again, Alexi drops Atrick and goes for the pin.
Slams so hard.
It's two, says the official.
I don't know if the ring is going to be able to withstand the might of these warriors.
Now, when we said we'd rock the spire, did we mean structurally?
I guess we'll find out. But if this is the way I go, this is fine with me.
Again, Alexi working that. It must be that injured bicep, the way Atrick is reacting. He's in a lot of pain.
Can he work through it? Or is this it?
he loading him up for a...
Ooh. Forget about Ivan the Terrible. It's Alexi the Terrible.
Alexi the Terrible is in the building. Lands a massive drop kick to the back of the neck on Attrick.
The crowd giving their 2 cents here at the Spire.
They're certainly fired up for this match, Jeff.
We're in historic downtown Kingston, and we're witnessing history tonight.
Wrenching on that bicep is Alexi as Attrick is hanging in there as the official checks in on him, but he's still in the game, Jeff.
I feel like the only thing holding Geriatric's arm together are his tattoos at this point.
Perhaps, but he is willing to stick this out to the end in the name of the IWA Championship.
Oh, the bandana's off. And Jerry might be mustering, I don't know.
Oh. Jerry using his weight to fling Alexi across the ring and into the turnbuckle.
And again. Alexi looks like he might be in a bit of pain.
Yeah, Alexi certainly surprised to see the match turn the tide that way. Attrick looking for a...
Can he
maybe
lift
for that
Alexi?
Vertical suplex, but Alexi is fighting him on it.
There's that 13 buckets of milk for you, keeping him weighed down.
Again, drops Attrick on that injured bicep and starts wrenching on it. The officials checking in with Attrick. No give, says the official.
I think Alexi does enjoy this.
Maybe a little bit, but he's got to maintain appearances, you know.
Too true. Comes from a different world.
It's true, and he's made certainly quite a name for himself here in Kingston.
That's true.
Big fan of the station, too.
At CFRC, the place to be. Alexi Orimov.
He trains. 101.9 FM, we're live from the Spire.
He trains by lifting the uproots trees.
He uproots
out of
trees.
Snowbanks with his bare hands.
I heard he was bent pressing. I heard he was lifting the raw materials of our new transmitter.
Yeah, exactly. Alexi Orimov, a beast from the east.
Oh, Orimov lands a massive strike across the chest of Attrick. You could hear that reverberate against the high ceilings of this church.
I think they could hear that on other radio stations. Oh, and again.
The chop so big it jumped frequencies. I'll tell you, you're not getting this anywhere else, folks. You're on the one and only CFRC 101.9 FM, where Alexi Orimov is challenging Geriatric for the IWA Championship.
Geriatric in a stunning display. Outmaneuvers Alexi.
An amazing counter from Geriatric sends Orimov spilling out to the outside.
For such a large man, I can't see where Alexi's... Oh, there he is. He's up.
Gets to his feet in front of his fan club there in the first row.
That's right.
Attrick's going through the ropes.
Oh! Dives through the ropes onto Alexi, and they are...
Dives almost to Tope Suicida style.
They are on the ground. In the aisles, the crowd is going...
The crowd is on their feet. We are on their feet. The two men are outside the ring. The officials calling them back in.
Oh, my.
Landing strike after strike on Orimov is Attrick after Orimov is sent.
Oh, the power.
Orimov sends Attrick into the apron, grabs him by the throat, looking for the choke slam, maybe onto the apron. It's unbelievable.
Choke slammed him back in. Alexi rolls him in like a goat on the farm.
Alexi looking for the cover. Attrick kicks out after a choke slam onto the apron. Windpipe out, back out, and he's still ready to go and defend that championship.
Orimov's got to be worried. I think if he loses, he gets deported.
He is dropping the straps.
Oh, my.
Alexi has dropped the straps.
There's a hunk of a beast.
Orimov is
everyone.
Ready to make history here in the Spire. The straps are down.
The crowd is loving it. We love our exotic beef around here. And Orimov is delivering. Oh, wait. Oh!
Unbelievable stunner from Attrick there. Alexis splayed out. Atrick goes for the pin, kicks out at two. Official counts two.
The back of Geriatric's jersey says believe, and I'm starting to believe. Oh, as he slams
leg
down
drop.
On right on Orimov's chest.
Leg drop right to the chest and the windpipe.
Oh!
Then drops his head, flips over to drop his head to the mat.
There's that experience coming out.
Some variation of a DDT, I would hazard to say.
I feel like Geriatric is budgeting his strength. It spurts out just when you least expect it, and it can turn the tides.
Well, there's something to be said in this day and age with the cost of living of knowing how to budget, and this might be what wins Atrick this match and retains his championship against the challenger, Alexei Orimov. Straps are down. What goes up must come down, says Alexei Orimov. Atrick's on the top turnbuckle. What's he going for here?
Uh-oh. Are the ceilings even high enough for something like this?
Looks like he's going to take him for a... Atrick fends off Orimov. And is he?
Is he okay?
Orimov is in a lot of pain, but it looks like Atrick is going to the top turnbuckle.
Ready to send him back to the gulag. Geriatric has got the fire in his eyes.
Big crossbody attempt from Atrick, but Orimov flips him over and plants him to the middle of the mat. The crowd is electric.
Alexei Orimov has the sheer size coming from the old country to just catch a full-grown Geriatric in midair like it's
must
nothing.
Must have a lot of that back home.
Mm-hmm. Both men.
The official started the count, but
they're finding themselves.
The crowd is firmly behind Alexei Orimov, the challenger.
We love to see it. Both men back up.
Initiating a strike exchange in the middle of the ring.
Trading blows. This seems very personal at this point. Alexei just taking it to him.
Sends Atrick flying into the turnbuckle, does Alexei. He goes for the splash, but nobody's home. Atrick rolls him up. Kicks out at two, does Alexei.
All that time in the steel mill has been good for Alexei, but will it be good enough
to defeat the IWA champion, Geriatric, who's looking again for that suplex attempt, but fought off by Orimov.
It's like lifting a mountain.
Scoops him up. Atrick counters.
Oh.
Goes for another stunner there and a pin.
Oh.
That's two, says the official.
Here tonight in this wintry hellscape, Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
I'm certainly welcoming the colder weather, and I'm sure Alexei is too, reminds him of home.
Yeah, also would work as a painkiller, I would think.
This is awesome, says the crowd here at the Spire in Kingston, Ontario.
Oh.
Atrick rolls Orimov up for the pin, official counts.
This is incredible.
That's two. Alexei working back, going in for the crossface on Atrick. And the bell rings, he calls for the...
And that's it.
He called.
In a stunning upset.
Atrick submitted almost immediately to that crossface from Alexei Orimov.
The crowd is on their feet.
And the new IWA champion is Alexei Orimov. But Atrick grabs the belt and hands it over to Orimov. A pleasant surprise after the night we've had, Jeff.
An amazing display of sportsmanship here at the Spire. An amazing match between two giants, two titans. Alexei Orimov just brimming with joy.
The crowd is on their feet clapping. The championship has traded hands yet again, and it looks like Alexei's got a mic. He's got something to say.
That sweet pain of victory.
Geriatric, what a warrior! I'm going to be one of the toughest men in the entire country. But the toughest man, not just in this country, but any country, is sitting front row.
You may be able to tell based on our charming good looks, but that man right there in the red scooter, that's my father, Paul.
Traveling all the way from the old country.
All the way from the old country to be here tonight and at pretty much every one of Alexi's matches, at least here in Kingston.
30 long years of my life, he has, alongside my mother, Chris, supported me in everything I've ever done. And in August of this year, we almost lost him. Twice. 10 seconds away, we had some hard questions to answer. But we decided he wanted to keep fighting. And tonight, his fight was my fight. His strength was my strength. And his love is the same love I have for each and every single one of you. Thank you for believing in the IWA. Thank you for believing in me. I love you. Good night. Good luck. And we'll see you in April.
We'll see you in April, says Alexi Oromov.
Inspiring words from the new champ.
Truly heartfelt.
Absolutely. History was made tonight at the Spire. Mercy me. And tears are being shed.
You heard it here first. Alexi Oromov is your new IWA champion to great fanfare here at the Spire.
The crowd is loving it.
They are. It's been a fantastic night, Jeff. It's been a pleasure being on commentary with you.
Absolutely, Lauren. This has been wonderful. Hugs all around from Alexi and his family. A fight for the ages. There he goes, raising his father's hand in the air in victorious glory. Alexi Oromov, your new IWA champion.
Our conclusion of Wrestling School of Rock, absolutely ripe with emotion here in 2024. A wonderful element of our first event here, and we'll hear from Cheeky.
Listen, there's not much more that I can say that our new champion, Alexi Oromov, didn't say already. So thank you to all the friends and family who came out to support all of our students tonight. Thank you to some of our veterans who came to participate tonight as well. And we really do hope to see you in April. And I really hope to see a handful of you in the gym training with us at some point as well. Who wants to punch CJ Felony in the face? All right, guys. You all have a great night. Drive safe, be safe, stay warm, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Here with CFRC and IWA's Wrestling School of Rock of 2024 as a part of our CFRC 101.9 FM funding drive on now until the end of December. You can go to CFRC.ca to learn more and to donate now. We've got even more events and fun stuff coming up, don't we, Jeff?
Absolutely. And don't forget to check out IWC's website if you want to get involved. And maybe not get in the ring with Alexi Oromov.
I don't know. Maybe not get in the ring with Alexi, but maybe have the chance to again, as we heard. Legally punched CJ Felony, which is something else. But Jeff, where else can we hear from you on CFRC's airwaves?
Well, Lauren, I'll tell you, I co-host the amazing Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday edition every Wednesday morning from 8 until 10. Lauren, where can they hear you on CFRC?
You're going to hear me at Tuesday at 11 a.m. on CFRC as a part of Listening Clearly. And again, we've got tons of funding drive stuff coming up for you. And if you want to learn more about the IWA, our wonderful wrestling partners who put on this amazing night of action, that is iwacanada.ca. Now, going to sign off.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This was Lauren Tucker and Jeff the Nerd, and now you're going to hear more programming coming up next. But first, here is Beckner with Lose.
every star in retrograde. Tell me the date for the days of the week when we're falling asleep and picking up tomorrow. This is a city of doorways, so hard to find an exit. And vanishing neighbors, some Eldritch strange eraser.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single for Maruna and the Sirens' upcoming concept album on addiction and recovery. City Hotel is a country-inspired tune that delves into the social costs of addiction, recounting four violent, racially motivated attacks in Ontario following the 2016 U.S. election. The band's sound is enriched by Doug Tielli's guitars and Sevi Sherman's slide guitar, creating a striking contrast between the song's heavy subject matter and its melodic atmosphere. Catch Aruna and Michael Broadhead at Musiki with Oscar Evans on November 8th, and again with the Caledonias at Next Church on November 30th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream City Hotel on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Watertown beer at the City Hotel. another hitch. Hey, I got one of them. Got one of the women from the reservation north of town.
Attention Kingston, join us in celebrating 25 years of drag excellence with Tiffany Morgan. We're calling for creative proposals for Limestone to Limelight, Kingston's drag history and future. Showcase your talent and honor Kingston's vibrant drag culture. Submit your ideas by January 10th, 2025, and you could receive up to $400 in funding. Let's make this Jubilee year unforgettable. For more details, visit dragshow.ca.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather, a place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single from Savannah Shea. Dropped on November 8th, A Living Dream is the lead single for her upcoming three albums. A Living Dream draws inspiration from a mantra that Savannah's grandmother has held throughout her life: I have a dream life. Initially interpreted as a reflection on a beautiful life, this phrase transformed after her passing into a powerful mantra of manifestation for Savannah. Now, I have a dream life serves as both a reminder of gratitude for what's being created and a source of encouragement during challenging times. A Living Dream delves into the blurred line between dreams and reality, exploring themes of heartbreak, love, and a search for meaning. A Living Dream features the titles of every track across three albums that will be released by Savannah Shea on November 15th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream A Living Dream by Savannah Shea now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Bye. This living dream, I see it
hold. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses, including Agent 99, Allure Hair Extension Room, Atomica, Black Dog Tavern, Brian's Record Option, Cheremare Spa, Diane's Fish Shack and Smokehouse, Gray Mulkin's Wireworks, and Minotaur Games and Gifts. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Nolan Hubbard's latest single, I Won't Lie, released November 22nd from his second EP and debut release under his new indie label, Kingsville Records. This five-track collection captures the artist's journey through self-discovery and relationships in his early 20s, showing a growth from his 2017 debut, Luminosity. Now 28, Hubbard describes this EP as the culmination of his evolving sound, blending soulful harmony, layered fingerstyle guitar, and genre-bending instrumentation. While rooted in pop folk, the record explores fresh influences like alternative, reggae, hip-hop, and country, balancing creative freedom with a clear pop sensibility. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream I Won't Lie on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm doing fine. Got messed up again. Stop seeing all my friends. I was stuck in my head, but the way someone said, I look like a mess. Now I know what they meant. Now I just need some rest. Probably meant me the best. Yeah. Oh, I've been on stupid. No, you don't gotta worry what I'm working on. Those days are gone. Can't hear anybody tell me wrong. No. Think I just need a break. Put me on a boat in a big old lake. Mm. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good. No, I won't lie. I got the recipe. Wherever I'm cooking is a place to be. Like obsessively, we'll have a good time on any street. But if you wanna ride with me, gotta find time for the comedy. Have the kind of attitude, a little bit of authenticity. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
It's that time of year again. Kingston is running their annual water restrictions. During this time, odd-numbered addresses can water their gardens and lawns on odd-numbered days, and even addresses on even-numbered days. On those designated days, sprinklers can be used from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., and hoses can be run all day. To conserve water and maintain a lush garden, try a rain barrel. For more information on Kingston's summer water restrictions,